Our Gemara in Tainus Daf Chafal from Aleph relates a number of stories about Nachum Ish Gamzu, who is named so because of his habit of saying about difficult situations, Gamzu Latova. There's a discussion amongst the Mefarshim, perhaps the city he came from was called Gamzu, but we generally understand that his name came from his expression of Gamzu Latova, that this will also be for good. And this was the case, even though he suffered tremendous physical pain, a number of difficult hardships. The Gemara tells the miraculous story of the dirt that was switched in for the jewels that he was supposed to give to the king, and how he said throughout that entire process, Gamzu Latova. On the other hand, the Gemara in the end of Brachos, Av Samach Amad Bey, tells us, La'olam yehei adam ragil lomar kol da'avid rachman latav avid, that a person should habituate himself to say that whatever Hashem does is going to be for the good. And this is cited in supporting with the story of Rabbi Akiva, who in fact was the student of Nachum Ish Gamzu, as we see from the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Beis and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav and Aleph. And we are told that Rabbi Akiva, as he was traveling, he came to a city, but no one would give him a lodging for the night. And he said, "Kol David Rachman Latav Avid, whatever Hashem does will be for the good." He went to spend the night in the wilderness, and he had with him a rooster, a donkey, and a lamp. And the wind came and extinguished the lamp, and a cat ate the rooster, and a lion ate the donkey. And he said, "Kol David Rachman Latav Avid, even though all these seemingly terrible things happened, whatever Hashem does is for the good." And that night, marauders came and attacked the city, and they took the entire city captive. And he repeated to himself, "Kol David Rachmana Latav Avid, whatever Hashem does was for the good, because I was saved only because I didn't find lodging, and the lamp was extinguished, and the rooster and the donkey were eaten, and otherwise the troops would have found me." And this idea, to look back and say whatever Hashem does is for the good, we find with Rabbi Akiva. And this is actually cited lahalacha by the Rush in Brachos here in the 9th Perek, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Siman Reish Lam at Sifah Hey. La'olam yehei adam ragil lomar kol David Rachman latav avid. A person should habituate himself to say that whatever Hashem does is going to be for the good. And it is repeated by the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Tes, the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Siman Reish Lam, and again in Siman Reish Chav Beis in Yeradeh, and Siman Shinai in Vav, again and again. Now, if you look in the Orchot Tzadikim, in the Shar HaSimcha, he writes, V'yargel piv lomar, a person should try to say often, Gamzu Latova, this is for the good, oh, kol da'avid rachman latav avid, whatever Hashem has done will be for the good. And he seems to equate the two ideas. Gamzu Latova is essentially the same as kol ma da'avid rachmana latav avid. And at face value, it's unclear what the difference is between kol ma da'avid rachmana latav avid, whatever Hashem does is for the good, and Gamzu Latova, that this is for the good. In addition, if you look at the Mesoros HaShas that cites all the relevant Gemaras that are relevant to that sugya on the pages of the Gemara, if you look at the Mesoros HaShas in the Gemara in Tanis, it cites the Gemara in Brachos. And in the Gemara in Brachos, it makes a cross-reference to the Gemara in Tanis. It would seem to indicate that Kol David Rachman Latav Avid, whatever Hashem does is for the good, is the same as Gamzu Latova, that this is good. So we have two approaches amongst the Mefarshim is to explain, are these two ideas the same? Are they different? And if they are, in fact, different, what is the difference between the two ideas? The first is Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Rosh Shlomo Kluger and the Chachma Shlomo, on that above comment in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed, tells you to look at his ksavim, his writings on Parshas Vayikra from the year Taf Reish Tes. And we have many of the writings of Shlomo Kluger. Many are still being printed. He wrote so many different types of svarim and so many different types of writings. But we have the svarim Chachma Shlomo, which are collections. On each parsha is a full book, upwards of 300 to 400 pages, of Rosh Shlomo Kluger's ideas on each separate parsha of the Torah. So in Parshas Vayikra, in the Chachma Shlomo, on page Kuf Lamed Aleph 131, he cites Rav Yonasan Eibishitz in the Yaros Dvash, in Chelek Aleph and Drush Yud, who says that there are two types of punishments in the world. One punishment comes through Hashkacha, that Hashem is looking out for a person, and this is a punishment for the betterment of the person. And the other comes through Hester Panim, where, so to speak, Kaviyachal, Hashem removes himself from the world, and the natural events of the world take place without Hashem looking over that individual person. Any onesh, any punishment that comes through Hashkacha is good for the person. And any onesh, any punishment that comes through Hester Panim, Hashem's seemingly turning himself away from the world, would be bad for a person. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol d'avid rachman l'tav avid. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. Meaning, when something happens out of the ordinary, and it is b'hashkacha, and it happens through Hashem's oversight to the world, that is l'tav avid. that is for the good. However, when there's Hester Panim, when Hashem hides himself, and there is no direct Hashkacha, and things happen on their own, so to speak, and there's Hefkerus, and there doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason, then Rabbi Akiva is not sure if this is Latav Avid or not. Meaning, Kol Da Avid Rachman Latav Avid, according to Rabbi Akiva, is only when something happens b'Hashkacha. However, Nachum Ish Gamzu viewed the world on a higher plane. He said that everything, whether it's b'hashkacha, whether it's Hashem's active plan, or b'hester panim, where Hashem turns himself away from the world, it's all for good. And Rosh Shlomo Kluger concludes that based on the above, he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch is mistaken, and that the person should have a more lofty idea of the world. The halacha should not be kol d'avid rachmano l'tav avid, because that is a lower plane level view of the world, that only if it seems to be b'hashkacha, if Hashem has a plan, is it good, but if not, then it's not good. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch should read, L'olam yehei ragil lomar gamzu l'tova. A person should always try to say gamzu l'tova. And then he concludes, v'hiye l'tova amen. And a bracha for Klal Yisrael, that it should be for good, amen. That is approach number one in distinguishing between gamzu l'tova and kol d'avid rachmano l'tav avid. The other approach is cited in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. We have a comment in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Vayechi, and also the Shomer Amunim in the Shar Bitachon in Perek Zion, who explain that there are two declarations here that are not identical. A similar idea is also cited by the brother Maharal in the Sefer Achaim in the Gula of Yeshua in Perek Hei, Simen Hei. And he explains that this is evident from the fact that only Kol D'Avid Rachman L'Tav Avid is stated as an obligation. La'olam yehei adam. It should always be, it must be the case that a person does this. We are only responsible for the lower level obligation of emunah. This is the belief that everything that Hashem does is for the best. Even those things that right now don't seem to be good, a person should maintain a level of bitachon, of trust, that even though you don't understand, there is something good that will come from this. Even though right now it doesn't look good, I know that something good will come in the future. It doesn't appear to me to be good. It seems to be bad. But way off in the future, this will turn out to be good and part of Hashem's plan. The Baal Shem Tov then explains that the state of Gamzu L'Tova, that this is for the good, is on a higher plane. Because you are declaring that nothing is bad, even in the present situation. Gamzu L'Tova, Zu, this here right now is a good thing. And this has goodness inside of it. And everything appears to be good. There's no such thing as seeing anything as bad. Your positive view pierces the world, seeing that everything in its essence is good. One can look in the Sabbath Shiurim of Rabbi Miller in Parshas Vayechin, Volume 1, where he develops this idea even further. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal, in the Mishnah Schir al HaTorah in Parshas Vayera, so he supports the sheet of Nachum Ish Gamzu, and he writes about this distinguishing factor that the Baal Shem Tov brings down. And he cites the famous story told over by the Rebbe of Zusha, that the brothers of Shmelken, or the Baal Hafla, came to Rav Dov Ber, the famed Magid of Meserich, with a question. And they said, the Gemara there in Brachos tells us that a person has to bless Hashem for the bad, kashem, just like he blesses Hashem for the good. How is that humanly possible, they said? If Chazal would have said you have to accept without complaint or bitterness what was ordained from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this makes sense. But how can you say that everything is going to be for the good, even, and we should bless Hashem in the same way, when it has a negative development in our lives? How can the human being possibly react in such a way to something that is inherently bad for them, or seemingly inherently bad for them? So the Maggid of Mezer said, to find the answer to your question, you need to go talk to that man sitting in the corner of the Beis Medrash, and he can help you in this matter. So the Rebbe of Shmelka and the Baal Hafla, they went over to the man in the Beis Medrash, and the man smiled at them and received them warmly, and they asked their question, how could a person say such a thing, that anything that is bad should be received in the same way that it's good? So the man turned to the brothers and said, you raise a very good point, but why did the Maggid send you to me? How could I know? He should have sent you to someone who has experienced suffering. Meaning this person had the view of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu Latova. Every single thing is Latova. There's no such thing as something that is not Latova. And this explains, Rav Tachtal, is the level of Gamzu Latova that the Baal Shem Tov was referring to. So we see here, again, from our Gemara and Tainus, teaching us the lesson of Gamzu Latova, expressed differently in the Gemara and Brachos of Daf Samech, of Kol David Rachman Latav Avid, and the distinguishing factors, it seems, seemingly according to Shlomo Kluger and the Baal Shem Tov, Gamzu L'Tov is on a higher level of bitachon and emunah, and on a lower level, but certainly a level that is worthwhile even for everybody to accomplish, and probably most people are not even there yet as well, of kol david rachmano tov avid, that this thing in front of me may not appear to be good, but at some point in the future I know that it will turn out to be a good thing for me and all of the world and Klal Yisrael.